book by a man who could manipulate his dreams. Just as the author entered the twilight between consciousness and unconsciousness, he would conjure whatever universe suited him. It was a trick Al-Fayed had been working on for years. He'd succeeded in creating the world, a pleasantly mundane one in which there was no bullet fragment in his spine slowly paralyzing him, only a vaguely neurotic wife and three uncontrollable kids. Transportation was handled by a minivan, and excitement was provided by spectating peewee sports and attending suburban dinner parties. But he'd never managed to inhabit it. A thick clunk reached him, confirming his suspicions. Based on considerable experience, that particular attack and decay was caused by only one thing: rubber on stone. He knew he should just lie there and let them make the weight of the darkness permanent. But instead, he found himself rolling silently out of bed. He'd spent so much time training for scenarios like these during his time as a SEAL, he wasn't capable of surrender. What was it his buds instructors had been so fond of saying? "You will not die until I give you permission to die." They'd turned him into a cockroach, a creature that instinctively fought to prolong a life that had no meaning. There was no mission anymore, no fight for God and country, not even fear, just a knee-jerk reaction programmed by his former superiors and a million years of evolution. Keep going until you drop. And so there he was, standing in his dark bedroom, accompanied only by Daffy, Bugs, and the rest of the gang, preparing to take out as many of the men who had come for him as possible. To delay for a few more minutes the futile and violent end to his futile and violent life. The man sloppily creeping up to his window was getting close enough to force a decision. Al-Fayed had a pistol on the nightstand, and the temptation was to just shoot half-heartedly at whatever face appeared. But then his week of planning and the draining of the last few dollars from his bank account would be wasted. He kept the fluttering drapes in his peripheral vision as he reached up to a small door that led to the attic. It opened smoothly on recently oiled hinges, and he pulled himself inside. The cut-rate command center he'd built didn't have the aesthetic grace he normally strived for, but time had been short, and sacrifices had to be made. He closed the door and lay down in something that looked disturbingly like a lidless steel coffin. A bank of tiny monitors was installed in front of him, but he had to feel around the darkness to find the power button. Once pushed, a muted glow illuminated the tight, mold-scented space. He connected a ground wire to a series of switches and powered up a controller lying next to him. After checking the neatly arranged compact AR-15, combat knife, and SIG P226 pistol, he focused his attention on the screens in front of him. The images were surprisingly detailed. It was uncanny what you could get off the internet these days. Most of it was measurably better than the supposedly state-of-the-art stuff he'd used during his brief stint with the CIA. Honestly, he was surprised they worked at all. It had seemed almost certain that the team sent for him would jam the wireless cameras he'd set up, but running cables had just felt like too much trouble. Stranger yet was that the generator he'd hidden in the basement was still idle. The power hadn't been cut. Maybe all this was a figment of his paranoid imagination. Maybe he was getting ready to unleash hell on a squirrel. That hypothesis survived only a few seconds before a black-clad man with an M4 rifle darted past a camera above the front door. A few moments later, there was motion on nearly every screen as men settled into the obvious positions he'd created with rusting appliances, car parts, and broken tree branches. Once they were comfortable, two more appeared on his back patio. Al-Fayed brought his nose a little closer to the monitors, trying to see if anyone was covering his workshop, but lost interest when he realized that he'd forgotten one obvious piece of gear: clothes. It looked like he was going to make his last stand in his underwear. At least it was clean. The screen depicting a perfect sniper position was